I just installed JAWS 2023. I thought it was the final version. Somehow, I had missed paying for the last upgrade. If you miss an upgrade, they zap you because you have to bring the previous version up to the old version and then bring it up to the new. Anyway, it cost me $300 to fix the problem.
There is no final version yet of 2023.
And in fact, if it had been the final version, Jeff, you would not have been able to install it in anything but demo mode. And the reason they do that is so that people can look at the beta, you know, try things with it. One thing you might want to do in the future, and I do this instead of calling JAWS, if you go to fsactivate.com, you can put in the serial number that you have, and it will tell you how many upgrades you have available and stuff like that. So you can check that anytime you want to.
If you're just looking at a message in Outlook or in an Outlook note, is there any way to search for specific text? You know, like I don't see how to use the JAWS find command when you're in a, you know, Outlook message or note. But
there are a couple of ways. If you have a message open, you can hit the F4 key and then type a string of text and hit enter. And then you have to escape because you're still in that search box. But after you hit the escape once, you should be right on whatever that text is if it found it.
Okay. It won't search through all your messages or anything.
There's a demo that I did on that on the Vibug website.
Yeah. Is that working in an Outlook note?
My guess is it probably does because they're very similar, I think, in structure. But I haven't tried it.
Well, how does Jim use Outlook notes?
I used to have a notes program called, I don't know what it, where I just sort of write down information about different people or different, and each one was in a separate note, a note file type program, I guess. And then that doesn't work very well with JAWS anymore. And so I started to try and put them into Outlook notes, and it seems to work okay. And the nice thing is it sort of automatically, if you have it on an Exchange account, it automatically shows up in all your different devices. But just as a note file kind of a thing, unless somebody has some, you know, I couldn't find anything I kind of liked. I used to use this A to Z something or other. It doesn't really work with JAWS anymore.
I've been going into some of the websites. If I do a JAWS, you know, find in the website to look for something, my system goes down. It freezes up something fierce. And usually the only way to get out of it is to start shutting everything down and hoping that you're hitting things, you know, Alt F4s and hoping that you're not doing something bad. It really jams it up. And I was wondering if anyone had seen this at all, or if anyone has an idea why it's doing it. And as I said, it seems like it's just doing it on this Santander Bank and only on one of their pages.
John, do you keep a lot of windows open?
No, I'm usually very good at keeping everything closed. It doesn't have the problem with NVDA, doesn't have the problem or a narrator. None of the other screen readers have a problem with it. And eventually it clears itself.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's some kind of a memory leak going on in JAWS.
Yeah, it just had like the last month or so.
Did it happen after a JAWS update?
It may have. It may have been like the last one. I'm trying to think when the last one was.
It might be worth reporting that to FS, although I'm sure part of their response is going to be, we don't support banking applications.
Yeah.
I wonder if you'd have the same problem with the new beta.
Good question.
I get a fair number of crashes with JAWS on a regular basis, and I always have for the past year or so, especially when I'm running Outlook. If I go into a large folder that I haven't used in a while, but I've had a crash for no apparent reason too. And what I usually do is one of two things. I'll either just use the run command and type JAWS2022, since that's the version I have, and hit enter. Because even if JAWS is still running, if you rerun it, I don't think it usually runs two copies. But there's an even better thing you can do. There is a JAWS command, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong on this, but if you do JAWS key spacebar and then hit the F4 key, that forces JAWS to shut down and restart. And a lot of times that will get you out of a mess. My primary account is my Gmail account. But when I first open Outlook, often it will not pull in any messages until I open one of my other accounts, read a message, and then go back to my Gmail account. I have no idea why that is, but it's been doing that for a couple of years.
While it's doing that, your Outlook won't close properly because you shut down the computer on it, and it didn't have time to process all of the stuff that's in your Outlook. And I have a lot of accounts.
The other day, I composed an email, and Jaws read it to me. And then I pressed print, and I printed something. So when I get help with my mail and stuff. So when she came over, I wanted to send this letter. So it just said my name and address. It said certain stuff that was at the top of this email in the message part that was printed, and then the rest of the page was blank, even though Jaws read it to me. How could Jaws read me something that wasn't on the screen?
What did you do to print it?
Control-P.
If the whole message wasn't showing up on the screen, the printing is not the problem. There is another possibility I can think of, though, and that is that you accidentally somehow changed the font to something that is not seeable.
I think if you're going to do that, Roz, if you're really going to write a letter that you want to print, I think I would either do that in Word or in Notepad. I don't think I'd do it in email. I think you're giving yourself some problems that are just going to get you in trouble.
So the other, I just remembered what it was that happened to me. I somehow accidentally inverted the color, so it was white on black instead of black on white. So nothing was showing up, and yet Jaws would read it fine. So I don't know what the command is to change the print that way, but I'll bet any money that's what it was.
Well, I don't go down that whole list of.
No, I understand, but I'm saying that it could have happened by accident.
I see.
Like, and Roz, while you're talking about this, I've been sitting here looking at the print menu in my printer, and I'm in an email just as you were. And I've done Control-P, and let me just give you some of the things that could get you into trouble if you accidentally got into them. Specify how you want the item.
If you do the Control-P, though, you should be able to just hit Enter without having it all.
That's right. It'll accept whatever those defaults are if you just do Control-P and Enter. But I think this happened before the Control-P.
I do a Control-A and copy, if it's a relatively large email, I copy the text to my clipboard so that if something does mess up, I have it there and I can just paste it back into my email. If you're doing something that you're worried about losing, it's a simple thing to do and it's a safety net.
I have a question about Firefox. When I open the app, it says to me that it is updating Firefox, but it seems like after it does it the first time, shouldn't it hold for a little while? It seems like every other time or so, it's doing this update, and I think it's a little too often. Am I right?
No, I think Firefox does get updated quite often. That's not to say that Firefox is bad. Mm-hmm. Chrome, Firefox, and Edge are all pretty equal, I think.